checklist, like a pilot would sit out on the runway and check off those things as you go down the list, because that isn't the way God intended you to use those lists. What Paul is doing is doing a little composite drawing, a little pencil sketch, if you will, of the character and the nature of the kind of man that ought to serve as a shepherd. I know that that isn't to be used as a checklist because of the things that are not included in the list. First of all, the lists are different in 1 Timothy 3 and in Titus 1. If you carefully look down the list of things that Paul gives, there are different lists. Some of them are similar, but there are differences there. But I also know that they're not to be used as checklists because of what's not included. For example, all of us would agree that an elder needs to be a man of prayer. And yet prayer is not found on either one of the lists. So I know that it is not to be used as a checklist, but Paul is drawing a sketch, a portrait, a pencil drawing, if you will, of the kind of man that needs to be an elder in the family of God. This morning, we're going to begin looking at the qualities of a shepherd. We're going to be looking at those passages in the Word of God that have reference to his responsibility as a shepherd in the family of God. We begin in Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verse 17, the writer of the Hebrew letter is writing to a group of Hebrew Christians living in Rome. And he's giving instruction to the church like this morning, the whole church. And he says to the church, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. Now, he is giving instruction to the church how we ought to relate to those who lead us. But notice what he says next as he gives the kind of quality of a man who ought to serve as an elder. It says, they keep watch, literally, over your souls as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Now notice the metaphor, the reference to being a shepherd, because it says he keeps watch over your souls. You remember we just came through the incarnation story of Jesus. We studied for a couple of weeks the incredible wonder of God becoming a man. And in those weeks we looked at the passage in Luke 2 that talked about shepherds who were out in their fields, what? Keeping watch over their flock by night. You see, it was the responsibility of a shepherd to keep watch over his flock. And the first thing we're looking for in a man that we're going to nominate to be an elder in this church family is someone who is willing to keep watch. Literally, the term means stay awake, lose sleep, be alert. Because you see, it was during the hours of the night when many of the predators would come in and attack the flock. And it was the shepherd's responsibility to stay awake so that he could keep watch over his flock and protect them from anyone who would attack. Folks, the kind of men we are looking for to serve as elders here are men who are willing to lose sleep because of their love and their concern for the flock at Quail Springs. The other night, the phone rang about 10:30. And it was our youth minister, Toby Slough, who was calling, and Marcia answered the phone, and Toby just said, three of our young men have been involved in a car accident. They're at Mercy Hospital in the emergency room, and they are Spencer Bogle and Ryan Coase and Eric Bragg. And he told her, he said, I don't know what the extent of the injuries are, I just know that they're at the emergency room at Mercy. And he hung up, and so he said, I'm on my way there. And so I got up, and Jeff, who is in our youth ministry work, our youth group, and knows those young men well, said he wanted to go, and so he and I took off of Mercy Hospital. Got there about 10:45, 10 minutes till 11, something like that. And we walked in not knowing what we're coming into. We didn't know who was hurt or how badly. And when we walked in, fortunately, Spencer had already gone home. Ryan was sitting there with his mom and was feeling fine. And Eric had had some injuries to his mouth. He had, his face had hit the steering wheel, and the plastic surgeon was back there working on Eric and fixing him back to normal. And the point I'm making is that I hadn't been there 5 minutes, maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night, and in walks one of our shepherds. He had dropped whatever he was doing or had gotten up out of bed, whatever the case was. He shows up at 11 o'clock at night not knowing any more than we did when we got there, to show that he was keeping watch over a member of the flock. And he came to be with the families, and he came to encourage those young men to say, I'm interested and we care about you. And I thought, how many times in the last 15 years has that been my witness, to see the men who serve us as elders, who lead us as elders? How many times have I seen in the last 15 years the times when